Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to the Brownstone, and I am your host, Tracy Brown. I am so excited about our guest today, but you guys know me, I'm always excited because I just love to talk to people and I love to talk to entrepreneurs. I just love people. So we're going to have a good time today. We're going to sit back and relax, and we're going to find out what's happening up there in Brooklyn and New York. Let's see what they're doing up in that area. But once again, you know me. It's me, your girl, Tracy Brown, live here at the Brownstone, where there's something for everybody at the Brownstone. So I ask that you connect with me on Facebook and also on Twitter at BRN Radio, BRN Radio. So let's get connected. But guess what? I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with our guest.
Because I'm a man with soul in control and effects, so what the heck? Rock the discotheques, and this groove is what's next. Attack, react, exact, or max, I'll move you with. A song as long as it grooves to this. I keep the crowd loud when you're hype. Do damage on stage and into the mic. As I shoot the gift and see Sam sip, while my rhyme stick to you like Chippy and Jeff. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss. The rap solo whip, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear a fascinating rhyme as I enchant them. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain the gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, and cough. Even if I stutter, I'ma still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't equipped, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. Don't ask who's the baddest. I'm going status, a make or break, a taker. My rhyme takes the head, put it to bed. So watch what's said. Play the bass for the pipe and rearrange the tone. I take a loss every force in the danger zone. Cause I can kill and kill.
Welcome back to the show, and I am your host, Tracy Brown, here in the beautiful Brownstone, always my favorite room, the library. But today, I'm going to have none other than Sean Belton in the library with me. So I hope that he likes to read, guys. You know, I hope that he loves nothing but knowledge, like I like to always just you know, soak up all the knowledge as possible. So let me see if Sean has joined us in the library and see what he thinks about it. Sean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You here, Sean? Sean, how are you today, Sean? Thank you for coming on the Brownstone and being my guest today. I am super excited to have you on. How do you like the library?
I'm great, and thank you for having me. I'm loving the library. It's funny that I ordered like 10 books on Amazon a few weeks ago. So I have books all over my my work area station at home. And I've just been like kind of like reading a little bit here and there, chapters here and there. And I got books in a box, and I got books like kind of scattered all around near the TV, near the computer. So I'm.
So you are a reader. So tell me what type of books you like to read.
I like self-help books.
Okay.
I like self-help books. I like books on history. I like books on spirituality. Those are like the main three areas that I delve in as far as books.
Wow. And I know you like history because, you know, like I was joking with you earlier, they really call me like the Facebook stalker, but I kind of like to get to know my guests and for my audience to get to know them. So somewhere in August, it was in 2014, something where you had just reposted, you simply wrote these words, reflecting on the time when I was 16 with no weapon in hand or threat to anyone, having a white police officer pull his gun on me as I was running to get on my bike with my back turned. Had I kept running, I would have been paralyzed for life or dead, and he would have been scot-free for shooting I'm just going to put another black man. So that's the reality of our world today. You know, that's the reality of our world today. So I can't even imagine how you felt at that time. I don't even know your age. When you said you were 16 at that time that happened, yeah. But what would you tell young black men today that come up against what we have today, which is basically, you know, to me, it's no respect for the African American race right now. It's just like those that are Caucasian, let me just put it out there, feel as though they can say, they can do, and some of them wear a badge, that they can do anything to us, and it's supposed to be acceptable. So what would you tell those young black men today that may find themselves in a similar situation as you did when you were 16?
Well, I'm going to be honest and direct and straightforward. And it's funny that we're in the library. So one of the first things I would say is to read. You know, study the Second Amendment. You know, study the laws, the firearm laws in your state, in the state that you live in, or the county or city that you live in. You know, general knowledge, just reading, but also just to protect yourself. You know, understand and learn those laws and how those laws, you know, you can use as leverage. You know, learn how to learn a self-defense, like, you know, learn whether it's a martial art or boxing or MMA, you know, learn how to defend yourself, and, you know, definitely learn how to go about getting a legal firearm to protect yourself and your family. You know, if the state that you live in is, you know, you're 18 and you're allowed to have a firearm, get all of the paperwork and all the things that you need to get in order to get that stuff so that you don't find yourself in a position where you're vulnerable, you know, and you're protecting your family, you're protecting those who are maybe weak and don't have the accessibility to those things, you know. But like I said, yeah, like definitely read as much as you can and, you know, network within your community. Network with the people that look like you. Do business with the people that look like you, and educate the people that look like you that might not know what you know.
Right. So, what would you say about those that come up against the law enforcement? Because yes, it's good for us to bear arms if we're able to, but we can't really bear arms against those that are in law enforcement because that looks like a whole different type of scenario.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a challenging, touchy, you know, thing because, you know, we saw recently people in Charlottesville going up against police and going up against the National Guard and all of like that, and they did nothing to them. They did not harm them, even though they were somewhat nonviolent, like they weren't shooting at them, but they had arms. And police did nothing to them to harm them. So, I mean, that's one situation. I know it could be others where it could be the same thing or it could be way worse. But other means of doing it can be economically. It could be where, you know, as a community, people get together and start really learning how to, circulate their money with each other and, you know, keeping their money where it's supposed to be with the people that look like them. You know, that's like I, from what I find is that that's a pretty powerful weapon, a nonviolent weapon that really will hurt and damage and make people take notice and really start to take you seriously. So,
right, and it's interesting that you would talk about how we need to circulate the money back into our community. And when we're talking about our community, listen, also, we're talking about the African-American community, that we need to learn how to pour back into those. And a lot of times I know that people don't do that because they say poor customer service. They find an excuse. And sometimes it's as much as on the business. The business has it is on the customer, but we have to remember that those are the customers. But what I find unique is that you started an organization called Endless Connection. And can you tell us a little bit about what Endless Connection is all about?
Endless Connections is a networking group that I started to be a somewhat of a support or create a platform for people who are entrepreneurs, people who are artists, people who are working professionals. One of the things that I've found over the years is that people trust me, and people come to me and depend on me for all different types of things. Like, they know that I'm in a lot of different circles. They know I know a lot of different people. And so they will come to me and ask me to support an array of things, share an array of things, you know, whether they're looking for somebody in particular for a particular service or they have an event. And it just became so overwhelming over the years. And I said, I had posed a question one time because I was at a WeWork networking mixer, and I think it was like in New York, it was in Manhattan, and I had invited a friend, and I had ran into some friends that I knew that he didn't know, and I connected him with some of those friends because he was in need of some services that they provided. And so I started running into other people that were there who also had needs of people that had services as well. And it's just so ironically that they were there at that time. So then that night I went home and I asked a question on Facebook. I posted a status message. I said, what is your profession and what are your needs in 2016? And I had a whole bunch of people just commenting and sharing what their profession was, what their business was, what their needs were. And in that particular thread, a lot of people started connecting and you know, starting to build relationships with each other. And these people, some of these people didn't even know each other. So from that, I had created a hashtag and I said endless connections because it was days and days and weeks and weeks. It just was kept going. I think it got up to about 3,000 comments. So I said, all right, well, you know, this is the name of what my, you know, business is going to be. And it was actually a friend that actually said that. He was like, that's your business. And so later on, a couple months went by. I had a knee injury at work, and so I'm home, and I'm recovering. And my same friend that had told me, you know, he suggested that this be your business, he encouraged me to create a group. You know, because I was just sitting around all day not doing anything, had my leg up, and, you know, I'm learning to walk on crutches. So I said, all right, I'll start a group. So then I started a group, and just like, you know, with the status message, the group just kind of grew, and it went from a few hundred people to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, and then here we are, like, a little bit over a year later. And it's almost, what, I think it's like almost up to 10,000 people right now.
Right. That's how exciting it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like all over. It's not, like, my biggest network is New York, but I have people in the DMV area and Atlanta, and some of them in the West Coast, some of them overseas, abroad. So it's been pretty interesting. And so with my platform, I've been able to connect a lot of different people in a lot of different industries. And so that's what I've grown to do. And I appreciate, I love connecting people. So I said, you know, I'll get y'all out of my inbox and I'll just create a platform for y'all so that y'all all can just kind of connect with each other instead of just in my inbox, you know?
Right. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break because I do have some more questions about Endless Connection and just some of the various things that I see and partake in what the group does. So we're going to take this quick break and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show, and I am your host, Tracy Brown, and I am joined here in the library with Sean Belton of Endless Connections, and he just shared the story with us of how he got Endless Connections started. But my question to you is simply, I heard you say that you connect people, and I know that you're on your page and that you also recommend, you know, it says recommended by the administrator, which is simply you. But I guess what are some of the things that you look for when you're allowing someone into your group?
I will find out from them, you know, what are some of the needs that they have. If they're a working professional, or if they're out of work, or if they're an entrepreneur, you know, I find out those things. I find out what networking means to them, and then I also find out what value are they looking to bring to the group. And those are things that I ask, because I want to know for my own memory, so that if I'm meeting somebody or I come in contact with somebody that has what it is that they're looking for, I make a mental note of it, and so that I do my best to connect those people at a later time. When I ask them as far as like what kind of value that they're looking to bring to the group, a lot of times that I was finding when I first started the group was that a lot of people were just kind of with the mindset of only getting what they wanted from the group. They weren't interested in giving what they could give to the group. Because I always would tell people, like, look, this platform is not about me. You know, this platform is about you. And so one of the things that I started out doing, where I would ask people to join the group, I would ask them to introduce themselves. And it was an opportunity for them to highlight themselves, what it is that they do, whether it's their profession, whether it's their business. And then, you know, if they had any needs, they could, you know, share that with the group. This was also an opportunity for them to maybe inspire or encourage other people who might be a little shy or a little introverted and not willing to or not comfortable enough to share of themselves. And what I found also as well was that with doing that, it kind of made people that I guess I saw at a certain level above me, it kind of made a lot of them feel a little uncomfortable, because they saw people that maybe that were kind of mediocre or mid-level, or they kind of saw them as beneath them. They kind of saw them as, wow, they're doing more amazing things than I'm doing, you know. And that wasn't intentionally to put anybody down or make anybody feel lesser than themselves. It was just to show people that, hey, like, these are all different kind of people, and it's not like you're not alone. You know, you're not alone in this pursuit. You know, whether it's, you know, you're seeking a job, or you're trying to build your business, or you don't know what you want to do. But it was all to inspire and motivate. So that was my intention with the questions that I asked them, and why I would make people do what they did, what they do, you know, as far as when they enter the group. So.
Wow. So that's interesting. So let me see. So you said you're based out of New York. What is the largest, or the majority of people that are in your group, are they in New York, DMV? Where are they?
The largest would be New York. Mm-hmm. It's well over 300 people that are in my network that are in New York. Then there's like Philly and DMV. Like, there's a pretty big group in that area. You know, a lot of them are very progressive people, active people, you know, in whatever areas that they're in as far as their industry or whatever like that. You know, how DC's very, you know, everybody's on the hustle. You know, same thing with New York. So it's like those places like that, you know, I have like a big group of people that are in the group. And then there's Atlanta. Atlanta has a good amount of people that are in my network. And there's other places, like, you know, you have like people that are out in the Midwest or on the West Coast, but the bulk of them probably say are on the East Coast. And then you have some folks who are overseas, like some are in Europe, some are in Asia, some are in Africa or Latin America or whatever like that. But yeah, like the bulk of them are on the East Coast.
Okay, so for someone that's just getting started, what would be some of your business tips that you would give them? Just in general, what are some of the things you see that have entrepreneurs, has business owners, has nonprofit owners, where we're lacking?
I would say, like, being comfortable in, like, kind of traditionally ways of thinking and ways of, like, going about networking. Like, a lot of people are kind of stuck in the whole, like, you know, like, if they need something, they feel like that people should come to them, you know, instead of, like, reaching out to people. You know, like, as long as you're genuine and authentic and you're down to earth, you know, and, you know, your intentions are clear, you know, I don't see anything wrong with reaching out to people, you know. Another thing I would say would be, I would say, because a thing is that I find a big problem with is ego. Like, a lot of people have big egos. And I feel like, and this is not for everybody, but I'm just saying, like, there's a good chunk of people who just have, like, big egos, and they feel like that everything should be handed to them and that they don't have to put in any work or that they don't have to be interpersonal with people, you know. And whether that's online or offline, you know, I think it's very important to establish that, like, you know, to go, you know, to be interpersonal with people and get to know them. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, in you know, face to face, you know, but I find that a lot of people kind of lack that. They're not willing to step out and do that, you know, or they just kind of are just so short sighted and focused on what it is that they're trying to accomplish. They kind of take that out of the equation as far as, like, you know, building a relationship or you know, meeting people where they are. You know, so I'm not the most business savvy person in the world. Like, you know, when I started Business Connections, like, I didn't even look at it as a business. I just was doing what I like to do as far as connecting people. You know, a lot of people kind of came to me and was like kind of hinting to me that, hey, you know, maybe this is something that you should consider as a business and something that you can, you know, try to monetize on, you know. And I've always been around people like that. I was never the person who was, you know, would see something and be like, oh, I can make money off of that, you know. I was never that much of a I can't say I was ever that much of an opportunist that way, you know, because I never wanted to feel like, you know, I'm taking advantage of people, or I didn't want people to think that I was taking advantage of them, because that was never my intention. So, but I've always been somebody who is social yet reserved, and, you know, willing to put myself out there and stretch myself, you know, even when I might have not wanted to.
And so, do you think a lot of people nowadays are business owners? Like you said, you think people that, like, we as business owners act like the customer owes us something. Do you think that social media has taken away that personal touch that you would give to your client, where you would normally try to reach out and touch your client, that social media has taken it away from you having that personal relationship with your client?
I mean, to an extent, yeah, social media has had that effect on us, you know, like, where it's just kind of made us lazy or dumbed down or just not willing to do that because of, you know, different reasons. Like, you know, a lot of people have a distrust, or in the past they did make themselves vulnerable in a way where they were willing to open themselves up, and then they were disappointed, You know, either like somebody did them wrong, somebody scammed them, you know, or somebody didn't follow up with them like they said they were going to be, you know, or they weren't punctual. You know, it's an array of things. Or just, you know, some people are just antisocial, you know.
Right.
But I think right. I think with the fact that, like, the way I see it is like, you know, social media is just a stepping stone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of people say, you know, that either use social media or don't use social media. Like, you know, the whole face-to-face interaction, interpersonal thing is really what matters. And I agree. But I think, yeah, like, social media is a stepping stone. And then going forth, there should be something in the works where there's interpersonal face-to-face interaction. So you could really see what somebody's feeling, how they're thinking, you know, and you can get a vibe from them that, you know, this is somebody that I might want to work with, this is somebody I might want to build with or partner with, you know, or not, you know. You'll have a better idea, a better understanding, because, you know, you never know who you're talking to online on social media. You never know who's being real and who's being not real, you know, regardless of what they show you, you know. But you can definitely pick it up when you first, you know, when you meet them, you know. So that's
right.
I think that's something that in a lot of circles, I think that's something that is actually happening, where like a lot of people are kind of stepping off social media and actually getting out and intermingling and you know, networking in person and everything like that. I mean, we saw this recently with the alt-right. The alt-right stepped off the social media, and they out in numbers in Charlottesville, you know, and nobody had never really come in contact with these people, you know, and they have a massive network of people, you know, not agreeing with their agenda, but I'm just saying the point that I'm making is that they were willing to step off social media and connect and meet and get whatever it is that they were trying to do done.
Right.
And they also move their whatever their differences aside to get whatever it is that they needed done. And I think going back to what you were saying earlier, that's a big thing, is like with a lot of other groups, as far as like ethnic groups or racial groups, they put their agendas to the side. You know, they put their differences to the side and they get whatever their agenda is done. You know, but what a lot of times with us, we get so caught up in our differences and we lose sight of the agenda, whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish as a collective.
Right, that is so true. We get caught up, like you say, in our differences and not seeing the end goal, which is what the whole issue is to get to the end goal. So we have to learn to agree to disagree. And I think for me, I just believe that social media has hindered us in so many ways, because we don't get out and make that personal connection. We don't do it. We hide behind social media. And like you say, we don't know who we're talking to. We don't know if your business is legit or you just carrying a business card. Because for me, a lot of people, what I've run across is that a lot of people are not set up correctly, meaning they haven't filed their paperwork, they haven't done what they were supposed to make their business legit. So when something comes up, let's say you want an opportunity to bid on something, now you're going back to step one because you got to have all this paperwork in there. And so I think a lot of people just have a business card and they don't have the business actually set up. So I always encourage, get your stuff set up right, because you don't want to miss out on the opportunity if it arises, because the opportunity is not going to wait for you.
And that too, what you said, with the point you just made, like that's a big reason why a lot of people are kind of reluctant to share, because they feel like they're not where they feel like they should be, or they might not be where they should be. You know, whether it's their job, whether it's their business, or they're kind of at a crossroads and they don't know what to do, you know, or they kind of feel trapped. So I get that. I know a lot of people that probably feel that way, you know, out here, whether online or offline. So That's an interesting point that, yeah, like a lot of us, you know, but see, to add on to that, I mean, I think that's the beauty of being a part of a community like Endless Connections, because it's like, you know, you might be at this particular level or understanding, and wherever you are, and there's somebody either above you or below you in their understanding or where they are, and they might have been where you were. You know what I'm saying? Or you might be where they, you know, where they really are, and y'all don't realize how much of a help that y'all are to each other, you know, beyond the surface, you know. So like, yeah, we definitely need to work on that as a whole, as a collective. Like I'm no better than anybody else. I'll speak for myself. Like there's areas that I'm weak in, and there's areas that I know I need to improve in, and there's areas that I'm working on and improving and getting better at. And in regards to, you know, business, in regards to Endless Connections, in regards to just myself, you know, as a person, as a man, you know. So that's like it's trial and error, you know.
Right. It is trial and error. And a lot of times, because it's trial and error, a lot of times we, meaning our community, and I love the fact that you talked about community, because that's what I'm all about. I'm about building a community that can work together, that see their differences, but they can move beyond those differences. They're willing to help each other. And that's my biggest thing with our people, and I'm just going to be honest. We have to learn to help each other, because I believe that if God has given you an idea, it's your idea. I can't duplicate it. You can't duplicate it. It's your idea. God has given you the blueprint to get it done. So no matter what it looks like, it's just a duplicate, but it's not as good as the original, because you have the original thought. And I just think that a lot of times we are just, like you say, reluctant to share, reluctant to give people chances, because we're basing our business with someone else of color on something that happened in the past. And we have to move beyond. We have to move beyond that and start to build that type of community, which also includes a community of trust. And it's so interesting that you say that, because I'm not going to read the whole thing that you said, but you said today, you had a post. You said we are all at different stages in our understanding, and that was so. That first sentence is so key, because that's what you just said. We are all at a different place. I need you and you need me, and we're all at that different place. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience. It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
Welcome back to the Brownstone, and I am enjoying my conversation with Sean Belton today from Endless Connections, and we're just having a dialogue about community, about our community, and how we can better support the businesses in our community, and how we can better support each other as we grow and we do our business. But I know that you have an event that's coming up. I think it's an Endless Connection networking cruise. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, it's still in the works. It's still being planned. But it's a cruise that I'm working on having for next year, 2018, in May 20th. Through May 27th of 2018. It's going to be a 7-day cruise. It's going to be to Nassau, Bahamas. It's going to be to Cozumel, Mexico, Puerto Costa Maya, Mexico, and then back to Fort Lauderdale. But the plan is to have seminars, webinars, spaces where folks can vend if they have products, And it'll be a close off event where you'll have to purchase a ticket to get into that event. I have a website up right now for the trip, and you can find it at endlessconnections.net. And it's just basically right now, it's just basically showing the cost of the trip itself. So I encourage everybody to book their trip as soon as they can. It will be on the Allure, which is a new ship that the Royal Caribbean just put out. And it's a huge, beautiful ship. I've never heard of a networking cruise. I've gone on a cruise for the first time last year, and I'll say that I don't know about anybody else, but like I just imagine the whole, not the whole ship, but most of the ship of people being entrepreneurs and on one end having a good time, but also on the same end, you know. Building relationships, partnering up and going into business together. Maybe some people find their husbands or their wives on the trip, you know.
Okay.
You know, my biggest demographic in the group is women 25 to 44, you know, so, you know, the men that are out there, they better jump on this cruise. You know,
the men better jump on the cruise.
Yeah, the men that are already in business and maybe they haven't been traveling much or they haven't been on a cruise, you know, they need to jump on this cruise because it's going to be an interesting cruise. I mean, I know for a lot of people who go on cruises, they may go 4 or 5 days, but this is a unique cruise. So it's like 7 days you're out and about, you know, why not mix it up, you know? I know when I was on a cruise, when I went with my mother last year, I was one of few men on the whole cruise. I mean, it was droves of women. You know, I saw a few couples here and there, but I was just like, wow. I was like, this is really how it is, you know? So I said, you know what? You know, because a friend actually came to me about the idea. You know, he saw the potential in the group. And he came to me with the idea, and I said, you know what, maybe that might be something that I should kind of look into. And I wasn't, you know, I'm not a event planner. Like, this is all new to me. You know, for anybody that is listening, like, this is all new to me. Like, I'm not an expert. You know, all of this stuff is very new. So if you're feeling like, you know, you can't achieve something or try to plan something together, like, it's good to have people around you or people that will come to you with different ideas and that you can build on. Like, keep those people around you and, you know, keep people around you that's going to help you along the way. And so I'm grateful to have that right now because there's a lot that I don't know, you know, and there's a lot that I haven't educated myself on that I'm starting to learn, you know, whether it's business in general, whether it's in regards to event planning, whether it's in regards to sponsorships, whether it's in regards to who to talk to about what, you know. So I'm excited about the trip. I'm excited for everybody that's going to be on the trip and those who plan to be facilitating on the trip. So, that's what's going on with that. I'm working on a few other events before the end of the year. You know, this year has been a tough year for me as well as last year, so it's been kind of hard in my personal life to balance that and balance this and everything else. But I also, next year I'm also working on a business excursion trip as well. I didn't want to really announce it yet because it's still in the works. But the idea is basically to go on a trip, not a cruise trip, but go on a trip, say a 7 to 10 day trip to, you know, in a broad location, and learn of the business opportunities that are in that particular country. So one of the first places right now that is being talked about right now is going to Nigeria. You know, so there's a bunch of other places that are being talked about right now with a few people that I've been talking to who have come to me about the idea. But that's those are some of the things that are being worked on right now. Just as of recently, too, I've been partnering with a few people who see my platform and want to utilize my platform for different things, whether it's beta launching an app or whether it's, you know, them wanting to build online communities of their own. So they have been coming to me, asking me for my services. You know, it's just a lot of amazing things that are coming to me, that people come to me about, you know, different ideas, different opportunities. You know, it's just so much to unpack. It's almost overwhelming.
But you seem to be doing a good job at it. And that's key, that, you know, you already said, you know what, I can't do this alone. So I need you, my team, my people that are part of Endless Connection, to work with me to get it done. So I'm looking forward to the trip. I know it's going to be outstanding. But I won't put you on the spot right now, because you mentioned that you have people down in the DMV. And my question to you is simply, are you planning to come down here to host a networking event, or are you looking for us that's in the DMV to get it together so then you can come down? Because it's always good to make that connection with the owner of the business of the platform.
Well, I had some folks who were interested a while ago in doing something. So yeah, to answer your question, I would like to do something down there. Because that area is very interesting, especially in the times that we're in right now. I think it's very important that we do something in that area. In the near future, you know, to strengthen the ties within the group and you know, to you know, just to be able to, you know, let people know that, look, we see you, we acknowledge you, we know that you guys are a big part of the group, and that you are important, that you matter. You know, and you bring something very significant and valuable to the community, to the Endless Connections community. So that's definitely something that I'm going to be doing in the future. I would more so rather have someone host it or organize it, since I'm up you know, I'm further up north, and I would definitely like to be a part of it and be there for it, but definitely, because I know the people down there know the area better than I do, so that's definitely something that I, you know, want to do in the near future.
Wow. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Brownstone, and we're having a conversation today with Sean Belton about Endless Connection. It has been a great dialogue today, and I have truly been enjoying myself. But I have one, I think maybe a couple of other questions. But do you have an app or something, or something that you're working on? I can't think of the name of, but do you have an app that you're working on currently?
An app for myself personally, no. But I have a few ideas that I've been you know, kind of like brainstorming about and noting that I want to implement with like app developers.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, one is a mobile game that I have an idea for kids that I think eventually, you know, it will become popular with the kids, but it also will become popular with the adults. And it also possibly may become popular with other groups of people other than our people.
So my other question, go ahead.
No, I just was going to say, the idea was in mind for our people, like the concept of the game and everything.
So for those that are listening out there, what is the What area is underrepresented in the Endless Connection?
I want to say, you know, a lot of the Midwest, the West Coast, you know, it's kind of like a few people here and there. It's not really a whole lot of people from out there that are part of the group. It's mainly a lot of the East Coast people, you know, all along, like, you know, whether it's from New York on down or Boston on down, like, you know, and then, like, you know, it's, you know, the South, like, you know, it's not a lot of the South, like, you know, Texas and Louisiana and all, like, those states like that. It's not a lot of them there. It's mainly the East Coast folks, you know, and I want other areas to gravitate towards Endless Connections. You know, I want them to be acknowledged and, you know, have a support nest, you know, within the group.
Mm-hmm. So if you had to say that, I know that you have a lot of entrepreneurs in there. You may have like a lot of web designers and people that do travel. But if you had to say, okay, I'm looking for people in this area to add to this group, to add to Endless Connections, because we don't have this area is not that strongly representative in the group, what industry would that be?
What industry would that be? I would say, what area would that be? Probably, I mean, it would be maybe the I don't know, oil industry, the marijuana industry, fishing industry, trading industry, like those particular areas would be the areas that are lacking. Like the areas that are most popular in the group are social work, health, technology, finance, and fashion. Like those are the top, like most noted, most those are the biggest industries as far as within the group.
Okay, then. So, guys, you heard that. If you fit in one of those industries that is underrepresented in the Endless Connection, you need to make sure that you connect with the Endless Connection. Can you tell us how to connect with you on the social media so that the listeners can just join the group?
Well, if they're on Facebook, they can look up Endless Connections. And if they're on Instagram, my Instagram is gentlegiant31, and I have a link to the Facebook group in my bio on my Instagram page.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Gentle,
so we're
Gentle Giant 31.
You hear that, ladies? You know he's talking about the cruise, the trip. They're gonna, you know, it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of work, but then we're also going to have a lot of playtime and just getting to know each other, because I believe that we tend to do business with each other once we develop a type of relationship with each other, getting to know each other, trying to feel that vibe, as we talked about earlier, just, you know, feeling the vibe and understanding, you know, much more about the individual. So as we close out or we come to the end of the show, is it any advice that you want to leave the listeners with?
I mean, in the state of America right now, we really can't afford to not be interdependent with each other. You know, we really can't. Like, we really gotta get in a mindset of being like, we gotta kind of reinstate a collectivistic culture, you know, within our communities. Like, we gotta really start, you know, practicing the group economics. We gotta start really putting a lot of this stuff that don't matter to the side right now, because right now there's other groups that are planning and plotting against us to, you know, not have us exist and not have us have access to capital and not have access to be able to buy land, to get into politics, to, you know, be in certain positions of power. Like, it's just on so many levels. Like, so I just encourage people, regardless of, you know, the community that you're in and whatever chaotic state it's in, just try to get past all of that and move forward and try to progress to improve the community that you're in, whether it's online or offline. You know, whether it's your backyard, your family, you know, your wife, your husband, your kids, you know, start there. So that's the advice that I give to everybody, you know.
Well, that's some great advice and, you know, very well just spoken that we need to start. It starts at home. It starts in our community. It starts in our neighborhood. It starts there, and then we tend to branch out. So I want to thank you for coming on the Brownstone, where I love to say that it's something for everyone on the Brownstone, and that you actually took the time to talk to us and give us more information about the Endless Connection. So I'm glad that you enjoyed the library, and until next week, listening audience, we'll be talking to you soon. Take care.